This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
There's nobody to blame but me. I let the young kid lure me into his trap. That young kid is Linnell Willingham, a.k.a. BTP underscore.
He's rolling his eyes, Doc. He's out there.
The thing is that I'm in the laboratory getting ready for this broadcast. And then I've been listening to him the whole time. He's highly entertaining. And it's like a lot of people are like, did you watch cartoons as a youngster?
Yeah, a little bit.
See, I never did.
I was like Quick Pitch, though. Yeah. LB Network.
Yeah.
That was my cartoon.
Cartoon thing. But I find it's an art to being entertaining. He clearly has that gene. He's high. And today, Matthew, he actually has a follower that claimed him publicly.
I know, that's pretty good.
I didn't think he had any.
Nah, neither did I.
But he did. And so now.
I'll give him credit for that.
No, you know what? I can no longer say he's leading a pack of zero. He now has at least one loyal follower. And all it starts with one. Because he's 27 years old. Still young in the game. Have you broke 20 yet?
Do I have 20?
Have you broken 20 yet? How old are you now?
I'm 22.
You're 22. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so this is...
You think that you're blown over the air right now?
Is that...
Yeah. My mic is on.
Can you call security?
Yeah.
Is there a way to get him excluded from taken out of the building?
Yeah. Hey, your time's up.
All right, man.
I thought he had, don't he have a national gig too?
Yeah.
Yeah. It started off where they lost the name of the company. It used to have, they went through some changes. You tell me, am I wrong? Huh?
Is that what I'm going to get home without my car key?
Yeah. Look at it.
You could get Uber.
He's bugging us.
No, he's not bugging. He's trying to get followers now. Go ahead, say it. If anybody listening right now.
Next year, he'll have three followers.
That you guys may have not heard of him. His name is Linnell Willingham, and he's really good. He really is good. He carries passionate. He's been out covering the practices. He's got a segment called Linnell's Super Six Pack, and I urge all of you to check that out. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
It's worth it. It really. Now, here's how you get to him. Linnell Willingham, what is N-E-L, oh, that's right, N-E-L-L underscore BTB.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your morning been like? They were good.
Yeah, my morning. Yeah, it was good.
Morning. Yeah, it was good. AWOD. So AWOD and Big L back to back, that's firepower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's firepower. It's a beautiful part of the year because we're getting closer and closer to tackle football.
There you go.
And I am just...
hours away, right?
Well, I understood it's not according to Linnell, it's not full-fledged contact on Sunday.
Gotcha.
I was hoping it was.
Right.
I'm dying to see that. But I think it's probably shell. It'd be smart to go shells, helmet, shoulder pads, then work your way into it. Because there's no rush. Once you start, you can't go back. But I liken this in a very simple way of trying to explain it. To me, they're involved in basketball now without a ball. You can get a lot out of it. Number one, conditioning. Conditioning, because the best team in the best shape has a chance, it's increased odds of winning the contest. Because this is a game of breaking you down physically, mentally and physically. This team mentally might be as strong as any team in pro football. I love because it is list time. You come up with all kind of lists, but you don't hear the list of who's the mentally toughest team in the NFL. Who's the top five mentally toughest teams? I believe we have a shot to be in the category.
Because they don't fall apart
and they can go catch you and snatch victory from you. That's a prerequisite. They don't fall apart,
right,
and they can snatch you from behind. That's bad.
Yes.
For a team in his first year of
confidence,
no BS football. We had marketing football teams. This was pure gridiron. Yeah. And so now we have people that will hit you. They're in great condition. They're buying into the program, which is very difficult to do, to get them all. I think DQ will get as many as you've ever seen. And what does that mean, getting them all in? Getting everybody to buy in to what the team objective really and truly is. Everybody wants to be paid as an individual. That's why Terry is in the midst of a negotiation. But he's all in with the overall concept of what the Commanders want to be about. They don't argue on their path to greatness. They bought in and understand the sacrifices that it takes. You can want something all you want, but if you don't have the stamina to run a mile, a 4-minute mile, guess what? You're going to need an Uber to get you there. It ain't happening. You also have to have a perfect combination of size, speed, and intellect. I didn't think we were big enough last year. Physically, the Eagles are what? Huge. They beat you up in the box. They walk down the alley. Guess what? You turn around and leave because you can't physically deal with them. I think we closed that gap. Mentally, I didn't think, there was any obvious deficiencies. Unfortunately, most times you judge your team's intellect based on who? Quarterback. Our guy's magnum cum laude. He's a beast. I'll ask you, young fella, are you surprised that it sticks out that JD shows up at the park at 5:30 and he's a quarterback, that he's singled out, that he's not one of like 18 in the league of people that do that?
No. You're talking about 5 a.m.?
5 a.m.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, when he was at Arizona State.
But let me ask you a question. Why are teams that are in last place and next to last place and close to last place, why haven't they employed or implemented a system that requires their quarterbacks to be there, show up in the dark?
It's IQ.
Is that just me?
IQ. They don't care or they don't know how to.
Because, you don't have to win in this league to make money. See, I am, and that's the biggest. First of all, it's a plus and a minus. We've had bank robbers run through here. They make a fortune, and they're in last place every year. That should not be allowed.
Right.
It was the English league, went in soccer, over yonder. They don't play that. They have the ability to, if you're an F up, to change the script on you. This is amazing that an NFL team with all the revenue that it generates could be as bad as some teams, and we have been, and some teams are, when basically it's a level playing field with the exception of intellect. So now, finally, we're able to compete with the rest of the league from a front office and from an office, from an ownership standpoint. Now, we're going to find out if our guys could handle success. I've tried to say this and be as consistent as possible. And I think they're headed in the right direction about can no longer pat yourself on the back. Last year is over. And guess what? As much as success as you had, last year was a failure. If your goal is to win at Lombardi. Now, if you just want to be good, two things can be true. And they were really good. You can pat yourself on the back. But I promise you, if you don't lock out of that and move forward and wipe your memory clean, you will get snatched from behind because you're fat catted. You have to have the hunger that you had to get where you were times two because now you can't sneak up on anybody. Do you honestly think people playing the Commanders last year, our opponents had their best week of practice because the Commanders were on their schedule?
Absolutely not. Not this year completely changed.
Bingo.
But now that they have sight of the Lombardi Trophy, like last year to them should have just been a step, like the previous 5 years.
They leaped. They leaped.
Right. And that was good, but it was still a step.
Oh, no. It's great.
Yeah.
But check yourself, because now, and I've heard all the pundits talk about who they beat. I love it. I love that. You didn't know these teams were going to lose before the season started. It could have been an injury, could have been this, could have been that. But they're all pros. They're all NFL.
Yeah.
We're not playing outside the league. So I don't know how much of that I buy or not. But the fun part about this is that we have this platform that we can kick it around and allow our fan base to bounce back and to be a part of all of this. It's And then, of course, there's Big Tony. You know what I always love? Big Tony represents... I'll show you how strong.
Is it not the Commanders? Or is it the Giants?
You're young in the game. Steelers. Yeah. No, and they're average now.
Okay.
And he needs to hear this.
And they got Will Howard.
Yeah, he needs to hear this. He's heartbroken. See, you're in a better position. This place has been an armpit. And now it's stepping up in tails, tucks and tails. His program back in the day was rock steady. They were the standard.
With Ben?
Oh, my. Before Ben, they were it. Culture, attitude, style of play, they were ferocious. You've heard of the Steel Curtain, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know how many teams don't have a nickname? Do you know how hard it is to get someone to call you something you want them to call you?
Takes a decade.
Or more. That's how strong they were. Now, here's the painful part. Most of your life here, you missed some of the worst part. You've had to survive through some garbage.
Yep.
But now, next 20, 30 years, you get a chance to be where the Steelers used to be. By contrast, Big Tony.
See, that's, yeah. See, luckily for me, it's the middle, it's
right,
the chunk of my life.
Tony, he won't ever see them good again.
You think?
Now, I hope he lives a long time. No, I don't think so. This is going to be such an epic collapse by a group that's not used to losing and being considered losers. It's going to be anarchy. They're not going to handle it well. And I get the privilege and pleasure of mentioning him and that every stinking day. Oh, boy. 314 here in the nation's capital. here on Overtime, having a good time with this. We'll take a quick break, come back, and oh boy, it's starting to happen. We'll light it up, get some response. We've got a lot of questions. This is more of a question Q&A with you, the callers, right here on Overtime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One 800 636 1067, MGM National Listener Line, DOC, Wes and Company. And the company sometimes isn't all that you think it ought to be. And we start off with my favorite Stilla, Big Tony. Hey, man, how you doing?
He dropped, Doc.
Oh, he dropped. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Tell him to call back.
Well, no, don't. Uh-huh. And we don't have to deal with him. That's even better. That's even better. You know what puts me in a rotten state of mind is when the Nats lose. And I have to come on following that.
So every day?
Feels like it. And 1-0, a 1-0 loss is a good and bad proposition. The good news is that you didn't give up a lot.
Your pitching does well. Your pitching did well.
Bad news?
There's two sides of the ball game.
The bats had holes in them. Yeah. No, seriously. One run.
Why even go up there with a bat?
Man, my pet peeve is to call strike threes from my hitters. That they have a great eye for it. I go, then you didn't grow up watching baseball in the 70s. The bad news for me, I watched Rod Carew's career, Tony Gwynn's career,
yeah.
Pete Rose. When you saw people that can make contact, the shift that was employed in Major League Baseball paralyzed them. They had to change it.
I know.
Because these guys couldn't hit where they ain't. They couldn't do it.
So you're not a fan of pull happy hitters. You want guys to go a nice spread.
I want what works. Contact works. Missing it doesn't work.
Well, what about Kyle Schwarber?
He's a badass.
Because he only pulls the ball, really.
Yeah, well, but whatever he does, he does it well enough to where he's in demand.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And that's where it's fine.
Yeah.
Like when your OPS is over 800.
Yeah, power. He's on. Big dude. All I'm saying is that with all of the new techniques of training and getting athletes to become elite, isn't it kind of strange that a near generation of hitters in one of the greatest sports ever conceived, baseball, they had to change the rule back because it paralyzed most of the league. They couldn't hit the ball where no one was at. Am I the only person that found that to be strange? There's a shift. Open field. Nobody can hit it over there.
Batting averages.
None of these young pups could do it. I'm just saying. It's strange to me. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And we go out. K9s get put right to the front of the line. Toothpick, what's up?
What's good, Doc? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm following. I had a bad experience. I had to go on the Lynnell Willingham show and be ridiculed, be mocked, and it was a tough experience, but I just trying to get over it.
Yeah, Doc, every now and again, the people try to snatch the pebble off your hand.
Oh, absolutely.
But you got to remind them, you're still a pupil.
Yeah, what time? What's up?
Okay, Doc. I'm here. I want to talk about something real fast about the Commanders. To me, it seems like in a couple of moves, this secondary has seemed to have gotten a lot better, right? We drafted the rookie, waiting on Lattimore to show himself to be that old wily veteran. We moved Mikey back inside. But the thing I'm most impressed with now is the speed of our secondary. The speed, because for so long it was like we couldn't keep up with faster receivers, but I'm looking forward to seeing what they do in this joint practice next week with New England so I can know for sure once they put these pads on if the secondary is as fast as they say.
Yeah, you had me concerned because he was making statements as if you'd actually seen him play football. You've seen him work out. That's like going to a basketball game and not without a basketball.
Exactly, Doc.
The game is only one way. Now, I love what they're doing in terms of can you get them in condition? Heck yes. Boy, you can get it. Their conditioning is elite. Their recognition is going to be outstanding. But you can't be a NASCAR driver if you don't break 150. I can't evaluate you till you're at 180. I don't understand how you can. This game is designed to be played in full contact, full speed, with the understanding you could have your neck broken on a play. So how good are you under that pressure as opposed to no pads, not being hit, powder puff?
Exactly.
I cannot disrespect the game and give you an evaluation about something that's fake. That wasn't going to happen. But I can appreciate conditioning. How many times are you blowing a mental assignment about a route or break off or something that is football relatable? I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm.
But for God's sakes, don't try to talk me into thinking that people are playing football in lingerie. It ain't happening.
Not yet.
Now, eventually, they'll probably employ and have a flag league that'll be professional. That'll happen in our lifetime. I think I'll see that. But there's only one way to practice this game and to perfect this game, and that is full tilt. No holds barred. And if you don't believe me, try to take all this statistical crap and play Philadelphia. And while they're punching you in the face till you can't open your eyes, then you'll realize you either better learn how to win the line of scrimmage or turn in your card.
Exactly. Exactly, Doc. Well, like I said, football is back next week when we got pads on.
I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah, it's back when it's full contact. Then it's back. This is all leading up to it.
All right.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.
Got you.
That's just my version of it. For God's sakes, don't let that interfere with your entertainment value. You're entitled to absorb this any way you feel fit to. Don't let me stop you from that. But there's just too many people that have gone through this the right way and understand how to get to where you want to get to is important. Ricardo from Northeast, what's up?
My man. Doctor.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I got a story that you might get a kick out of. I know you started off with your show this afternoon talking about Big Tony, and he's a Hall of Famer caller, man. No doubt about it. I never met him before, but I'm sure I would like him.
You're lucky.
But here's my story.
You wouldn't? No, you really wouldn't, but I understand what you're saying.
You know you love him, Doc. But look, this is my story, man. I went to see the original Big Tony and the legendary Trouble Funk go-go band last night, right?
Run that by me again. What'd you see?
The legendary, the original Big Tony and the legendary Trouble Funk band.
Oh, okay. I got you. I'm with you. Okay.
Right. Hey, last night, the original Big Tony. And you know the original Big Tony from Trouble Funk.
Yes, yes. That's legendary. Probably where Tony got it. That's probably when he figured out he wanted to be called that. That makes sense now.
That's the question I wanted to ask you that's related to this. Now, a buddy of mine, shout out to Lawrence. I'm hoping he's listening. He's been a long time listener of the show and the station, and especially of you. And he know you and Big Tony have, you know, y'all joke around with each other and whatnot. So he thought that the Big Tony that calls into the show, the Pittsburgh Steelers, San Antonio Spur, Master Hunter and Cooker of Venison.
Master Hunter. Boy, I tell you, that boy, he is so good. He's so good.
Now, Lawrence thought that Big Tony was the one in the Trouble Funk band. So I was like, nah, Lawrence, this is another Big Tony, man, that calls into the station, man. That's not the Big Tony of the legendary Trouble Funk band. So how are we going to differentiate the Big Tony of the legendary Trouble Funk band and Big Tony that calls into the station, man? That's how we're going to differentiate that.
Deer Hunter. Big Tony the Deer Hunter.
It's Deer Hunter.
Or the musician. Musician.
Okay. Well, there we go. So we just go Deer call Hunter. Him. So as large of you listening, yeah, they're going to refer to him as Big Tony the Deer Hunter that calls in on the show. So that's what we're going to go with. But no, I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah,
that just happened last night, man. And I was like, nah, Lawrence, it's not the same Big Tony. But
by
the way,
Big Tony, we have to talk about him this much.
Call in Big Tony. I love, because I know he's a big go-go fan, as I am. And he definitely, I'm sure he's seen Trouble Funk. Man, but they were great last night, man. They still got it. As long as they've been in the business, they legendary. I got, you know, and I really enjoyed it. It was a great concert. But anyway, I ain't had nothing else, Doc.
Good stuff. Appreciate you. Trouble Funk, yeah, back in the day. Well, I was your age then, or close to it. And I do remember that. Concert? You a concert guy?
I am a concert guy. I'm going to come a concert in about a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Can you guess?
No. Why would I be able to guess what concert you're going to?
So we'll go to break, and then I'll let you know.
Okay, good deal. To break, we'll do that. Don't miss this, folks. Wes is about to break some news. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Kicking it with you here on a, I'm going to say it's supposed to be warm now, but there's a difference between warm and hot.
Oh, especially here at DC, it's a swamp.
It is.
Swamp town.
Ooh, man, there was moments where out there, and I'm not trying to be Kip Keno. I'm just walking and going, wow.
You're sweating.
Yeah, this is, this morning, it was challenging. And it ought to be, but it's, I think of camp. It is camp weather. Camp is it's so cool if you're not in it. I'm telling you, there is nothing, well, there are a few things that equal watching somebody go through this labor and love, labor of love, but it's painful. And once the fans are at it, it's a whole different element. Practicing without fans, just the media, that had to be it. Now watch what happens when you add fans. It's a step closer to a real game because it's real atmosphere. This game is played, if you suck, nobody's at your games. But if you're as good as they've been, everybody's at your games. So this element, it's like playing music alone or playing music in front of thousands. You feel different about it. There's nothing the same. You're training your body to react under pressure. So a practice with no people is less pressure. Do you want your guys training under pressure or not? Pressure burst pipes. I want them exposed to it, but I thought the way they've done it, easing them into it. I heard some people critical of DQ giving a couple of vets a day off after 2 days or 1 day of practice. I thought it was brilliant. He already knows they can play. It's not about them playing. Lattimore, shell practice. Of course he took them off. Not everybody would do that. Is that the pride of Pittsburgh? Okay, on one. Oh, he found his way to get back. I doubt if he dialed it, but whomever dialed it and who's helping him today, thank you. We appreciate you. Big Tony.
What's going on, Dog Father?
Hey, man, I'm just laboring over a hot microphone.
Hey, Slim, you talking about hot. I'm about to hit the woods. We about to do some crop damage up at this farm. You talking about hot. Luckily, I got a little fan joint that I'm going to put my little blind. But check this out. Hey, Ricardo, your buddy must be crazy, because if anybody's ever heard Big Tony talk, the original Big Tony from Trouble, he sound like Barry White three times over. So, no, that can't be me. But, Doc, I'm going to tell you something else. You know Aries Tony that called on your show?
Yeah. Yeah.
He belongs to a legendary band, a go-go band called Proper Utensils, with James Funk on the lead mic. And Tony is the lead drummer. And if you don't think they crank, y'all go look up Proper Utensils on YouTube and look at Aries Tony. He's got the long dreads. He's the drummer. And Dr. Boy can, boy, he will rip some skins up if you get, the boy can get it. Yeah, Tony, Aries Tony can straight up get it. Now,
I'm
look
glad
here,
to
Doc.
Hear that.
Now, look here, man. You talking about we going to be sorry. Hey, for all you folks out there who don't know, I done told Doc this. Now, here's the plan. They done went and got Smith and Ramsey and all these folks that they got this year. They're going to roll with Rodgers this year, win, lose, or draw. They'll make the playoffs because they always do. I mean, that's just in the DNA. But they got like 12 picks. Then they're going to let Highsmith go next year. So they're going to get the third round compensatory
Tony,
pick.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
Nobody cares. Just listen.
Well, you
right
brought
now.
It. Hey, you no, the one said we were sorry.
Don't act
so
like,
I was letting you know how
like
I get
you
down.
Represent a national brand. Nobody cares. You guys
Doc, you know damn well
since
we,
that
Doc,
afro.
You
Tony,
know good
I'm
and well we a
you.
National brand.
I'm trying to help you,
tell,
Tony.
You tell the young fella. Tell the young fella
Wes,
that's listening.
His name is Wes.
Wes? Okay, hey, Wes. Yeah. I got boots older than you. So listen here. And probably some drawers somewhere. You know, my sexy drawers. You know what I'm trying to get on. But anyway. Hey, look here, man. Y'all going to be all right. Y'all still sorry because you played the little sorry schedule. You're going to play a real team, real teams and real offenses this year. But other than that, Doc, as you would say goodbye.
You know who the Commanders beat in the playoffs, right?
He doesn't know anything. Yeah.
Well, I do have a question for him.
He's gone.
He's gone?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Thank God. Yeah, he's gone. The one thing I love about him, he never stays around long.
He doesn't want to get questioned.
No, because he knows he can't win the fight.
Right.
And it's got to be painful. I know the pain that I felt watching our program deteriorate. And it was even worse when I was on the field, on the sidelines, and that because I was so close to it, it's impossible not to – you just adore the guys that are playing because they all played hard. It was very seldom, if ever, a lack of effort. They just had poor generals. They weren't put in the best positions. And that's what happens. The Minnesota Vikings have been some of the best polls and things that people have been coming up with that have been really intriguing. I love that the North was so powerful. And the one thing that throughout, as we do, you know, make-believe month, the Rams are legitimately respected now. I don't ever hear people not count them in or think that they'll be it. And you know what they were last year defensively? Toddlers.
Do you think it's because they won recently?
But it's how they won. And the fact that they have a quarterback. The teams that have a quarterback that you trust and fly around on defense, they give you a chance. They give you a chance. I have not heard anybody not say anything but positive vibes on the Rams. And also, they saw how they played Philly. Now, you take how you played Philly, how they, anybody that played Philadelphia last year, match it up against the Rams.
What about Sam? Because, like, when you think about a quarterback, I think about, like, Brock Purdy. I don't know.
He's nice, but his ship has sailed.
Right.
Because now, what makes the Niners made them so good, they had depth. And then Trent is what now? He's always, or it seems like he's seldom injured. Now they lost the backup. His backup is now gone. His backup, I believe, is in Miami. We've seen here, it's pro ball. But if you have five guys that can play, you're doing really well. But you need eight tonight just in case. That's one thing I like about this offensive line. It's some versatility and interchangeable parts. If Trent Scott continues to take this thing seriously, I feel good about our offensive line because he's a big body thumper that can play several positions. 3:44 right here on Overtime. DOC and Wes kicking it here, taking a little bit of a breather. Camp fires back up, shells, then the full pads, and all of a sudden, real football will be upon us. Stay with us.
Like as a fan?
Yeah, have you thought about playing without him?
No, I haven't.
That he decides to dig in. A, I didn't think he'd give money back when he could have showed up, done a stay-in. But I'm not an agent, and I'm not Terry. So I respect whatever strategy he employs. He's winning when it comes to the visual. Although they have not ramped it up, and it's not been real tackle football yet. But one thing about air, and when you're doing the lingerie look, you can throw it and get a perception. And his perception is that they don't have a one on the field. Not like they did last year. Because Debo, they consider him jack of all trades. He's the joker. But it's interesting. We can agree or disagree in terms of the strategy about going through it. How would you know what it's like unless you're without him? It's a gamble. Both he takes, they take. But right now, I'd go, Terry's winning.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to risk not knowing what it's like?
I think you test your team in a number of different ways. Although, again, this is not real football. This is an exhibition that they're going through now. But so far, the skeleton tests, not in pads. If you're not catching the ball without the threat of being hit, what the heck happens once you know somebody can tear your head off? Do you think I think you get better? I don't.
No, it's like going to the backyard with your boys.
Exactly. You can't do that right. Or you're a gamer, and you're better when it's real. Yeah, you're better when it's real. No injuries, man, that I know of. That's amazing. When you see the Jets' starting quarterback has already put himself in harm's way with a dislocated toe.
My boy, Justin Fields.
A Buckeye.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of boys.
Yeah,
you got a lot of
them. A lot of them.
Because that's one thing about OSU. They ain't playing. They got volume. Volume talent.
Got somebody on every team.
Yeah. Not everybody can say that. Yeah, they are. No, they are. It's never been about, they always have people. They got people, no doubt about it.
They don't rebuild. They reload.
Yeah. You know, it's the most well, I already know the answer to you. But it kind of is for me, too. What is the most anticipated game of the year for you?
Well, besides the team up north?
There is no besides. It either is or isn't.
No, yeah.
So it's that game.
Yeah, it's the game.
That game is bigger to you than Commanders, Giants.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. There's no game that I want to see played right now more than that game.
And to just the casual football fan, I would assume that would be the answer as well.
And I'm not even sure who's playing in it on both sides. I don't even know who the quarterback. I don't even care.
It doesn't matter.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
That's going to be a WAR.
Week one's going to be crazy too for us. We got the Longhorns. It's going to be pretty much probably a 1-2
That's
matchup.
Surprisingly, because you guys usually play.
That, no.
Like you played Little Sisters of the Poor.
No.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Oh, what?
Michigan does that.
No. You guys, it's got to be.
We always play Notre Dame. We played Notre Dame 3 years in a row.
And they don't?
Who, Notre Dame?
Michigan.
No. When they won the national championship, they played nobody. And then they did it again this year.
That's what makes your rivalry so good. There's never compliments given. It's always slanderous. It's always a dig. And that's what makes it pure. It's a pure, flat-out rivalry. I like that. And there's not a lot of them, man. There just isn't. Real ones. Conference moving out and changing some things. I always grew up thinking that the Cornhuskers, Ohio encompasses football as a state.
Yes.
It really just in the Buckeyes.
I mean, they do say it's the Buckeye State, but I do know what you're saying.
But it's about football.
Yes.
Like Nebraska. And the thing about Nebraska is that it's football. You know what the other big sport is, which is huge in Nebraska?
Is it not baseball?
No.
Huh.
Volleyball.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Volleyball.
Yeah.
But who would fake it?
Yeah, I thought you meant like the state in general.
The state in general.
But I guess the volleyball team did play at the football
Nebraska,
stadium.
Come on, man. Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's strange. And having been to see that sea of red as it enters the stadium, you've been to a home Buckeye game?
Yes.
So you have been.
Yeah, I pretty much go every year. I was at the Tennessee game. But first,
what a disappointment that was for me.
For you?
I thought we'd have a better game. I don't care who wins.
Oh.
No, I don't have a horse in the race. But I was thinking it was going to be one of those epic.
That's what it seemed like. I mean, most people had Tennessee winning.
Yeah, a lot did.
Even Kurt Herbstreit was like, yeah, Ohio State fans would rather have this at home. I mean, away, because they don't want to see Ryan Day run out in the horseshoe because he'll get booed, especially if they lost. It was a big risk, to be honest.
It's a big risk there for all the coaches.
They
don't win. I mean, come on.
Besides Heartline.
Yeah, right. Right. It's when football matters, it's so much better.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I think we're in the midst right now of the second year of having the floodgates opened. I don't know from a wagering standpoint, I don't know anybody personally that hit the jackpot with the Commander's success, which means very few people even thought it was possible. Do you know anybody that hit the big bell that thought they would be that good in year one and put money behind it?
No. Why would you do that?
Why would you're a gambler.
Why would you assume that the Commanders were going to be as good as they were?
Jaden Daniels, DQ, AP,
no.
New ownership.
I don't think so.
So you don't know anybody that cashed in?
You're talking about players?
No, I'm talking about people that wager.
That would be just a crazy assumption.
That's how you make the biggest amounts of money. But that means nobody thought it was possible.
I mean, with how big betting has gotten, I think that, yeah, sure, you might bet the Commanders go to the playoffs, but you're probably doing other, like a parlay.
Yeah.
Because, you drop $15 to make $1,000.
I mean, you've been in last. You was in last place damn near every year. So it would have been one of those bets that only a wealthy person would have made that could afford the loss. Or somebody who should never be betting and is an addict. And cannot control it. I mean, that's the only way I can see it, that it would happen. But the day off, day three, getting closer. Once the fans go, I'd like to hear from somebody that's on their way out there. If you can do that, 1-800-636-1067 for tomorrow's session. That'd be awesome. We'll be right back. And goal. Well, that'd be 42 days. Commanders. Giants. I hope we get as pumped up for the opener as we need to be. I found that there's a difference in voltage when it's us against Dallas, us against the Eagles, and then the Giants. We need to get that fever pitch, that want to, that desire to have the place on fire. Because that's what it's talking about. You get into 43 days until the kickoff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.